think what motivates me is trying to make it a more colorful world for myself. I've always done that as a kid. I think that's a natural process as a kid, is fantasize something better than exists, and there's a major joy in that process of creating that other life parallel to the real one and making it better and more fantastic.
Artist Open House is a place where creative people in Cook County talk about their work in their own words. Not just what they do, but why, what inspires them to continue, and who may have influenced them along the way. I'm Jay Anderson. Among the iconic images of North Shore forests, lakes, and wildlife are the paintings of Liz Sievertson. Sometimes whimsical and even occasionally quirky, they're always recognizably Liz. I asked her about why she paints what she does.
That's a $1 million question. I think we like to create a better reality than we're in. I've always liked the sense of humor in things. Everything here is so serious, really, in our environment, too. Just the harshness of the, you know, weather and the vast wilderness out there with wolves eating deer at night. You gotta kind of make it spin on itself a little bit and bring in some of the light of the funny stuff that happens, too. Otherwise, you just feel kind of bogged down by the severeness of the beauty, and the drama is so huge. Anybody could, you know, try and attempt to do the drama part, and there are many that do it really well, but I know myself, I'm just not going to be taken seriously if I try and encapsulate that into a painting or whatever. It's just not going to come across as anything.
For Liz, painting is as much for herself as for anyone else. She loves the act of painting. She comes by it naturally. It runs in the family. Her father is well-known instructor, author, and artist Howard Sievertson.
Just the act of painting is an excitement, and that has to be really something I'm into at the moment, too. Those two things have to work together for the very product of a good painting to come out. So definitely, you know, it's the subject I gotta be way excited about. And then also, I have to be excited about the paint too. And I love the feel of the paint and the stickiness when it's sticky and when it's squishy for different parts, you know. It's the love of the thing itself. You know, and of course my dad has always influenced me. He's probably the biggest influence, but not so much about the painting itself, but he still surprises me in the paintings itself, but mainly in his whole ability to focus. He's methodical in his, you know, going to work every day. I've always appreciated that. And, you know, it's such an inspiration that at 80, he's still doing it. He's just always working, and that's just such a great influence.
There's the saxophone.
Well, you know, I played clarinet in fifth grade, and I was automatically majorly in love with it, and I practiced every day or whatever, but clarinets were not cool. But I'd always wanted to play saxophone. I'd always had this fantasy about saxophone, and there was one here on Croftville Road for sale probably, I don't know, 15, 16 years ago or something, and I picked it up, and it was pretty old and clunky, and I took it to the shop and had to fix some things, and Al Hedstrom was having a fun little music jam in his garage. I was terrified, but I just wanted to try it out with a band. I tried it out there, I tooted a few notes, and oh my gosh, I was petrified. But it worked out, you know, like some of the right notes. Something from fifth grade, sixth grade, you know, that was ingrained in me on the clarinet came out in there. And oh my gosh, I was enthralled and thrilled. It was the thrill of a lifetime. It's so different than painting all alone in your little studio going, what next? But when this other, you know, team is playing with you and magic comes in there and takes you away. You know, I don't know why we do what we do, but everything is like that. I guess that's how it's like painting. It's okay, I'm going to put it out there. I'll do it. And if people like it, fine. If they don't, fine. But oh, it's so much better if they like it. Somehow you are gone. You get disappeared somewhere. Pretty soon something else is there. And you're just part of it. You're not you. You're not in the way anymore saying, I wonder how this sounds. I wonder if this is any good. I wonder if I'm good. I wonder if I should do, you know, you're not even thinking any of that stuff. You're kind of being, I don't know who phrased it, but you're being danced in those moments. That's pure joy. Trying to push painting is just impossible. It's just impossible. It's like, I don't know of anything else that's like that. Because I can push music. I can still practice scales and I can work on parts of a song without fatiguing that much and do it for hours at a time without feeling like, oh, but I won't produce something great out of it. But the performances maybe are more like that, but paintings are kind of a little private performance. If you're not on, you're not on.
Whether performing or painting, the excitement for Liz Sievertson is in the creating. For Artist Open House, I'm Jay Anderson. Artist Open House is a production of WTIP News with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.